It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
When was the last time you had more than a one sentence or a one word conversation with your tween or teen? Like, how was school?
Good.
How was your test?
Good.
How was practice? Oh, it's okay. And that's sort of the end. It's like a dead end. Yikes. But we've got Erica Katz in our kitchen today to help us figure out how to get past those one word, three word sentence barriers and get to talking with our kids at the table. We call it table talk. Erica, what is it with these one word answers that kids seem to adapt as they start getting into the tween arena?
Well, I think that it's part of growing up and they become a little more reclusive, but it's funny because I find that if you engage in doing something with them, they actually will talk to you. So that's why I love this concept of being in the kitchen with them or even sitting down to dinner. And I know everybody has a different work schedule, so sometimes dinner doesn't work. But if you tend to be home when they get home, that's snack time. Or what I find with my 14-year-old son, he's up at 11 o'clock so hungry every night because he's growing. So you know what? I get out of bed. I make him a snack. We sit there at 11 o'clock at night, and we have these great conversations. So if you're getting one-word answers, it could be the time of day. Maybe you're asking at the wrong time. If you can engage them when they're hungry and feed them, you'd be surprised how much they'll talk to you.
You know, you said if you feed them, they will talk. I'm going to remember that. We're going to have to social media that. That I think that is really the core of what you're saying is when you get around food, kids sort of drop their issues and they start becoming, you know, table friendly with you and they talk and it's just wonderful. I also have heard you say that when you've got their friends around, that you learn a lot, and maybe your child is not doing the talking, but your friends will. Their friends will, and that's a real helpful way to get information and maybe get your teen talking. So tell us about that.
Well, like a typical day at my house is I tend to try to always be home when my son comes home from school. I try to make my work schedule around it so I can be home at that time. So when he comes home and he brings his friends, I make sure I always have a snack for them. And as they're eating and I'm sort of handing them a plate of this or handing them a plate of that, I'll say to his friend, what test you have coming up this week? Oh, how was that trip last week? And the kids start talking, and then my son will chime in, and it really is a great way to make their friends feel welcome in your home. I always wanted to have the home that everyone comes to because I know if they're in my home that they're safe. And I know they're in my home, they're not doing anything they shouldn't be doing. And when they come over, they know that they're going to get this plate of cookies or these nachos, that there's always something here for them. And I make sure I always have something in the refrigerator, the freezer, or the pantry, so that if he does come home with five boys, I can, worst comes to worst, stick a pizza in the oven. Or I can give them some soup or something, because, you know, boys are always hungry. And it really is a great way to engage, and they associate my home with, hey, if we go there, we're going to get something to eat, we're going to be treated right, we're going to be pampered. And really what kids want is they want your attention, and they want to be pampered. Yeah. And that means that you're not texting, and you're not emailing, and you're not on your computer. You're looking them in the eye, you're communicating, and you're taking care of them. And really, as moms, we want to nurture our kids, and it's funny because my greatest memory is my grandparents having us over for dinner every single week, once a week, sitting around that table and talking, and then we would play cards afterward. So when I eat, like, my grandmother's chicken soup that I still make, I have that sense memory of my grandmother, and now in my own home, every week and a half, I have this humongous pot, and I make about 8 containers of soup. And when I sit down with my son and I give him that soup, it just makes him feel like he's at home and taken care of, and it makes him feel good about himself.
Oh, he's going to come home for that chicken soup for life. I mean, you mark my words. I know I do for my moms. I'd do anything to just run on home and have a little bowl of chicken soup with my mom. But you have a boy and a girl. So do I. And I think a lot of people wonder a little bit, is there a difference between boys and girls on how you approach them or how you trigger these conversations with them? Is it different to do it with a boy or a girl?
I think it's more the personality of the child, but girls tend to be a little chattier, and girls tend to want to sit there and just dish, whereas boys don't want to talk about it, especially when they become teenagers, especially with their moms. I think boys become a little more private, and girls don't, but it also depends on the parent. Are you somebody that's easy to talk to, or are you very judgmental? And I think when you were talking before about hovering over your children in the kitchen, telling them to do it perfectly, you don't want them to in any way feel judged by you. You want them to feel supported by you. And so if you want them to do it in a better way, you could say, oh, look how beautifully you cut that green bean. Wow. Or if they do it differently than you would have, say, well, that's a really unique way to do it. I never thought of that. So that they feel you're open. Because when they feel mom or dad is open to them, then I think they're more likely to talk. If they feel that the parent is their judge and jury and they're constantly being judged, then they're not going to talk to you because they're afraid that they might not meet your expectations.
You just nailed it. I think you just summarized it so well. If you let them feel like they can be themselves with you, obviously you want to guide them, but there's a big difference in guiding and judging them, especially through maybe a more narrow-casted eyes if you have those. So I have had enormous success with not only my children but my grandchildren in saying, hey, you want to cook dinner tonight? And they're, by the way, they're now 10, 12, and 14, a girl and two boys. And the oldest, 14-year-old, is the chef now. And it was, what where they come and visit, what would you like to cook for dinner? And he tells me, I say, okay, I'll go get everything. And then you can make it. If I can help you, I will. And he, and then the others, they set the table, they set it the way they want. So they begin to embed their personality and their gifts in the picture, and it's a really warm, wonderful family interaction, as you say, bonding. I love that word, bonding, and you're an expert with that.
You know, you just gave me a great idea and a great thought.
Good.
So my daughter tends to not want to cook so much, but she's very creative with color. So I tell her to set the table, and if she wants to give everyone a different placemat or everyone a different color coordinating dish or set it in a special way or do a flower arrangement, that's as much part of the kitchen as anything else. So if your child doesn't really have an interest in cooking but maybe they're creative, why not let them do place settings or make place cards for everybody with a design or something? It's really not about how good the food is or how pretty the table is. It's about them expressing themselves. And you sound like an awesome grandmother, and I want to come to your house anytime.
Anytime. Quickly, my one grandson saw how napkins were folded at a restaurant, and he now, like the bird, that's his thing. He does the bird napkins. So I'm so with you. Come anytime, or maybe I'll come after school, be with your boys. I miss my son, so it'd be really fun to be around your kids.
Anytime, Carolina. You're welcome.
Okay, it's a deal. Carolina, you want to wind us up? What is your thought?
Yeah, I mean, I have learned so much. I definitely, mine are younger, and I know I watched my mistakes and tried to correct them. So I know a lot of parents out there struggle with time and when to fit in. So you've really helped us, capitalize on whatever time. If it's 11 o'clock at night, like your son, then let it be at 11 o'clock at night and get up and make that snack. So that's really great. And because social media and technology has really become part of everybody's family, trying to find a space without it so that there's more bonding of parents and children is amazing. So thank you, Erica, for that and for all your great tips. And I want to tell everybody where they can find out so much more, and that's on her website, and that's www.ericakatz.com, and that's ericakatz.com. Look at her book. It's called Bonding Over Beauty. I mean, it just sounds perfect to read with my daughter, so I can't wait to get my hands on that. Thank you, everyone, and to listen to more from us, remember you can go on radiomd.com, and in the meantime, eat well and stay well.